Do you eat, sleep, and breathe golf? Do you love to explore? And most importantly, do you just want to have some fun? Well, then welcome to Talking Golf Getaways with Mitch and Darren. Now here's the guy with all the questions, Mitch Lawrence, and the guy with all the answers, Darren Bunch.
Welcome once again to Talking Golf Getaways. I'm Mitch Lawrence in Myrtle Beach. He is Darren Bunch out in California. Thanks for making us a part of your regular podcasting routine. We are, of course, on iTunes, Audio Boom, Stitcher, Player FM, and now, as you know, at the fabulous GolfTripX.com, at Golf Trip Experts on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Darren, you are where?
I am at Getaways Golf on Twitter, at Golf Getaways on Instagram, Mitch.
And I am at Mitch Lawrence, LAURANCE, throughout the online universe. So, Darren, today, very cool show on the way as we get to talk once again about the Highlands of Scotland, one of our all-time favorite golf courses anywhere on the planet.
Oh, we are going up to Brora, which we've been to a few times, and we absolutely love it. We're going to talk with Tony Gill. He is the secretary at Brora Golf Club.
I like the idea of creating a song called Going Up to Brora. Somehow that just hit me.
I like it.
Words and Music by Mitch and Darren.
You'll have to get your friend Billy Mack on that.
It's something we should do, actually. I'll talk to him. All right, we're going to jump right in with Tony, but not before reminding you to go to GolfTripX.com, in addition to tons of great golf and travel content, obviously, and almost, get this, 150 episodes of Talking Golf Getaways. You're going to find info on our Golf Trip Experts upcoming gathering at Sweetens Cove in Tennessee, which is August 23rd and 24th. There are still some spots available. You can get in on what we are sure will be a couple of days of outright golf and friendship nirvana. All the details you need are on the Golf Trip X, that's the letter X, golftripx.com site. Go there, sign up, join us. It's going to be off the charts fun. All right, let's connect right now with our guest, Tony Gill, who for the past 14 years has been the secretary at Brora Golf Club. Those of you that are familiar with Talking Golf Getaways know that Darren and I had an instant love affair with the James Braid-designed Brora when we had a chance to play there a few years ago. On the recommendation of our great friend, golf writer Tom Mack, and Darren might address that a little bit, Tom shepherded our group, which is a particularly apt description when it comes to Brora, toward what he called one of the best golf experiences you can have anywhere. And I think even that was an understatement. You can find out all you need to know about Brora by talking to me and Darren and yes, trying to get us to shut up, which we won't do when we're talking Brora. Or you can go to broragolfclub.co.uk. online. You can connect with them on Twitter at Brora Golf Club. And get this, and this isn't something you can do all the time, but after listening to Tony, I think you might want to do this, which is to connect with them by email. And that's going to be a fabulous thing. All of a sudden, Tony, you're going to get a flood of emails. secretary@broragolfclub.co.uk. I love it. We're really glad to have you join us here on Talking Golf Getaways, Tony. Welcome.
It's a pleasure to join you guys.
Hey, Mitch, I have a question right off the top for Tony. Is Brora considered to be the Highlands, or is it considered to be the North, or is it considered to be both?
It would be described as the Northern Highlands. So maybe a bit of both.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Because I've always wondered what exactly constitutes the Highlands up in that area. I hear it referenced quite a bit, but I never was quite sure whether Brora fit into that or not.
Yeah, the Highlands of Scotland, a lot of people call Perth the gateway to the Highlands. So really, it's anything north of Perth is regarded as Highlands. And we're a long way north of Perth, so we're North Highlands.
I just love the whole, I'm just going to keep saying Highlands because it brings back such great memories. Now, given when people listen to you and given that Brora is in the Highlands, I am pretty sure that anyone who's listening would be expecting that the secretary at Brora would greet us with a wonderful Scottish accent. But in your case, that is not the case. And it's all part of your unusual story, Tony, on how you came to be at Brora. Can you give us a brief rundown of that journey?
Yes, I originate from West London, which I'm sure everybody's heard of. And I first came to Brora 33 years ago, and kind of fell in love with the place as soon as I was here, and kept coming back and kept coming back. This job was coming up. I was being made redundant by the company I was working for at the time. Everything sort of fell in place. And here I am 14 years later and still in love with the place.
I don't think I've ever heard anybody say I was made redundant. Sounds terrifying, horrible.
It's a common UK term. So
is it?
It's only terrifying if you worry about those sorts of things.
Yeah, good on you. But you weren't in the golf business. You were in something completely different, correct?
I was an accountant working for CETA, the airlines telecoms industry at the time.
And it's fascinating to me that from that, because of your love affair, which I said Darren and I had with Brora too, that all of a sudden through some, I think you had taken a seminar or some kind of introduction.
That's right. Yeah,
golf club managers and things like that.
Because it was always a career I'd considered, I took the Golf Club Managers Association course, which was, I think, called the Duties of Golf Club Manager, which is a week-long residential course, and found that, you know, I felt I had the skill set to do this sort of thing, and then applied for the job at Brora, and the rest is history, as they say.
I would say, what are your duties? We don't normally in the States, as you know, we don't really deal with the position of secretary of a club. Obviously, there's similarities in the world of clubs here, but just tell us a little bit about your duties as secretary.
Effectively, the secretary position is one that's more a historic title than a true reflection of duties. I think most clubs in the UK are moving more now to the title of manager, and I think that more reflects what you do. It's basically running the day-to-day operations of the golf club, from an oversight of the golf course through to the food and beverage operation, the shop operation. So it's really the, you know, what the club managers in the US do.
Tony, when I was setting up our media trip that Mitch referred to earlier, you know, Brewer wasn't even on our radar until Tom, as he mentioned, Tom Mackin, basically forced us to add it to the itinerary. It's one of his favorite places in the world, which seems really strange now that we've experienced it for ourselves. We've loved it up there. Are you finding that more travelers are making Brora a must-place stop when they visit the Highlands?
Yes, the last 2 or 3 years, we've had a lot of good publicity from the likes of you guys. We've been very fortunate over a number of years to have had Peter Thompson, who I'm sure is familiar to a lot of your listeners, as a 5 times Open champion. He was a great fan of the course and obviously promoted it a lot in the Australian market, I know, but still spoke fondly of the place whenever he was talked to. Then more recently, Tom Watson visited. And really, since he visited, and it sounds strange, but I know he put it out on Twitter that he'd been here and had a lot of fun. And then we've had the no laying up guys here and people like that. And it's becoming less of a well-kept secret, I think.
Well, it's a great point. Were you able to hang out with Tom Watson when he was there? I know the no laying up guys, you know, they had a great time. I was following their trip over there. But did you get to hang with Watson when he was there?
Yeah, we had myself and our head greenkeeper, James, had a good chat with him for 15, 20 minutes. Yeah, he'd absolutely enjoyed the course. I have to say he was incredibly gracious to all the people who were here, who, you know, obviously the fact that he was coming had got got around, and there were people for autographs and photos, and just incredibly patient and very, very nice person to have had visit here.
Let's talk about the course, and you provided me with a beautiful segue when you mentioned that Peter Thomson was there, the five-time Open champion, because it fits right into the story of James Braid, his connection to Brora. He happens to be one of my all-time favorite historic figures in the game. I have two of his, Darren and I are both hickory-only players, and I have two James Braid clubs staring at me right here in my home office. The club was founded in 1891 as a nine-hole layout. It was extended to 18 in 1900. And then in 1923, James Braid, and I think most golfers may know him from his astounding record as a player at the Open, five times the Open champion and a member of the great triumvirate with Harry Vardon, J.H. Taylor. But he was invited by the club to give them a redesign plan at that point in 1923. Can you pick up the story from there?
Yeah, that's correct. The club wrote to him in 1923 and invited him to visit, which I think he did in about February 1924. He caught the train up from Walton Heath in just South London, where he was based, walked the course and caught the train home the same day, and then sent us a plan and a description of the changes, improvements he would make, which were largely implemented by the club. We've still got the original plans here, and I managed to get a copy of the letter one way or another, although the club doesn't have the original of that anymore. And there are some of his changes were never made, but all the green sites and tee sites were implemented. And whilst there's been a little bit of changes to some of the tee sites with a little bit of lengthening of the course, but by no means monstrous because it's still only 6,200 yards. The green sites are all pretty much as he laid them out. So it's very much original to his thoughts.
And just tell our listeners the grand sum total of what Mr. Braid charged the club.
I believe it was £25, wasn't it?
It was.
Yes.
It was £25.
You were trying to catch me out there.
I know you know that stuff. I found it so, I kind of laughed out loud when I was reading about it. Yeah.
Tony, one of the things that I just absolutely love about the golf course is that it is so pristine in terms of the original nature of that land. When you're out there playing and you're among the sheep and the cows and the greens are have the wires around them to keep the animals off of them, the ocean's crashing, you can really get a sense for what people, 30, 40, 50, almost 100 years ago were playing golf out there. And talk a little bit about what makes the course so special to you.
The course is great for, it is quite remote here. We're not a long way from Royal Dornoch, but 20 miles north. So we're pretty well as far north as anybody on the sort of golf tourist trail will go. And the remoteness in itself is, it's, you've made a trek to get here. The setting of the course with the sea one side and the hills the other, it's just something special. And I mean, I'm lucky. I get to look at it out my office window every day. And 15 years later, I still look out the window and just think it's fantastic. And then the layout itself there's just lots of good golf holes at Brora. There's golf holes at Brora that you could put onto any golf course in the world and they'd stand up. And as you say, the sheep and cattle wandering around give it a bit of a old world feel to it. And yeah, it's just special, I guess.
And I called them cows, but I think appropriately I'm supposed to call them coos, right?
Coos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. in the Scottish vernacular.
We'll get it right. We're all trying to learn. We're all trying to learn. One of the interesting things to me with this newfound, in the last couple of years, as you mentioned, this newfound exposure, is that I'm pretty sure, like Darren and I in our group when we came a few years ago, with all these first-time visitors and you being there, as you said, every day, you must get quite the reactions from people who didn't quite know what to expect and then get to play the course. Some of them must be memorable. Do any of them stand out, the reaction that you get? It's got to be a lot of, there's got to be a lot of pride.
Rather than sort of anyone individually, I think there's a lot of people come along and think it's going to be a lot less manicured than it is. You know, with the sheep and cattle on, they kind of think, oh, it's going to be a bit rough and rough and ready, but it's anything but. A lot of people come along who've played Dornoch and say, well, we enjoyed that just as much as Dornoch or some even more. I think those are the sort of reactions we get more than anything, that, yeah, people are a little surprised at how well prepared the course is and how well set up it is, and that it's not sort of, you know, a little agricultural almost because of the sheep and cattle on it.
One thing I wanted to say too, Mitch, about that, you know, when we were first-time visitors, we made a huge mistake in that we did not block out an entire day for Brora.
Right.
So we showed up and we played, and every person to a man in that group, as we got ready to leave, said, I wish we had made this a 36-hole day. I wish we had a chance to go back out and see it a second time. Because like many of the links in Scotland, you know, the course reveals itself more to you the more you play it. And, you know, I just want to throw that out there for the listeners who are listening to this and thinking, you know, I got to make Brora a stop on my itinerary. If you're going to go up there, you're going to go to all that trouble to get up to the north, make sure you leave enough time to be able to play some of these golf courses a couple times, because it will really pay off in getting to see what the designer intended, what the changes were over time, and how great the golf course is that maybe you don't pick up on your first time around.
Well, I think that's a great point, an absolutely great point. And because we were taken by surprise, we love our friend Tom Mackin, who's played golf all over the world. We should have known when he said, Brora's it, we got to go, that we would feel that way. But I think we were even, Darren, blown away by how, not just how right he was, but by the entirety of the experience.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you finish on this, we should talk about this, Tony, too. One of the great finishing holes, any place I've played around the world, which is the 18th, the par 3, with, I don't want to say it's the biggest false front that I've ever played, but it's got to be up there with the biggest false fronts I've ever played. And just a stunning way to finish in front of the clubhouse.
Yes, 200 yards uphill with a, as you say, a big false front, and you can't go long either because it's as bad if you go long. So, yeah, we've had a lot of fun watching people trying to get out of the hollow in front of the 18th green and failing on more than one occasion.
So clearly you were watching me when I was there, is what you're saying.
Quite possibly, but yeah, don't be embarrassed because everybody's been there.
But it is a great, great hole to finish on. And boy, do you, among the other ones too, you just never forget it. You never forget the experience. I am sitting here. It's now kind of early afternoon in Myrtle Beach. I have my Brora whiskey glass with a little bit of Cardew in it. It's a little early in California. Perfect time to celebrate with some whiskey over there in Scotland, Tony. And
it is indeed, yes.
I can't think of a better way to toast what you have at Brora. Before I let you go, before we let you go, anything special coming up? It's summertime. We're coming into the full Brora golf season for the next few months. Anything special going on that our listeners should look for?
If you're over at sort of end of July, beginning of August, we run a 5-day open tournament, which is popular. You know, it's a ridiculously cost-effective way to play a lot of golf at Brora. And we get a number of visitors from the States, and Europe coming over to play in it, as well as obviously a lot of Scots and English guys who come up for it. So it's a good week of golf and camaraderie for everybody.
So that's a full 5 days?
Full 5 days, yeah.
Wow, Darren.
Yeah, that definitely Darren. That definitely sounds fun. And Tony, we should probably ask, you know, what's the normal day pass like there? What does it cost somebody if they're coming up to play?
A round of golf is £80 and a day pass is £99. So it's much better value for the day.
Yeah, that's an insane value.
Gives you the opportunity to fulfill your wish of playing more than once here.
Absolutely.
Well, I would just be pitching a tent right there. And if this summer weren't full up, I think I'd be over there. I'd leave now. That's pretty much what I do.
Well, if you come over, we'll squeeze you on.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for taking some time. I'm sure it's beautiful over at Brora right now. Darren and I are with you in spirit, and anybody that's been there is, and anybody who dreams of playing one of the iconic great golf courses in the world, they've got to get over to Brora. Thanks, Tony, so much for being with us here.
But thank you for giving me the opportunity to chat to you guys and let everybody find out a bit more about Brora.
Well, hopefully we'll see you soon. Again, those listening, make sure you check out broragolfclub.co.uk online or at Brora Golf Club on Twitter. Also, I should mention this, Darren, if people visit the golftripx.com site and search Brora, they're going to see a bunch of great content. We have talked so much about it since we have been there, and they're going to get some Talking Golf Getaways content from a number of guests who love Brora as much as we do.
Absolutely. We haven't found anyone who's mentioned Brora who said, oh, no, I'd never want to go back there. Everybody says, you've got to go play Brora. I mean, I believe Mark Stewart from Tobacco Road we've had on the podcast talking about it. We've had other people who bring it up in all of our emergency nines, you know, as the course that you wish everyone knew about. And it's certainly becoming a course that everyone knows about.
Yep, and that's part of what we're here for, because it gives us joy, both you and I, to be able to share this stuff. So again, thanks to Tony Gill for spending some time with us here on Talking Golf Getaways. As always, thanks to the listeners. You, we couldn't do it without you. Be sure to check out all the content posting each week at golftripx.com. Reach out to us at Golf Trip Experts on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We love talking golf travel with our friends on the social medias. Darren, obviously, great memories. Great talking to you. I'll do that again soon.
Absolutely. I'll be here.
All right. I know where to find you. And Darren and I realized Brora Golf Club was a dream for us when we played it. We're hoping you find some dreams of your own. Go get them. So long.